We continue on with our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, also by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Cause boys basketball coach, that is Matt Simmons, joining us here for a couple of minutes. Coach, thank you as always. We always appreciate it, of course. But great way to start the season on Tuesday night at home, a game you heard the local fan on KNZA, but wire-to-wire victory against Jefferson County North, 49-28. You guys hit 5 threes in the first quarter, 9 threes in the game. You open a 20-4 lead and come away with the victory. So a lot of takeaway from that season opening win on Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I really didn't know what to expect. I mean, I'm sure we'll get into it, but it's, I mean, 5 new starters. This is really the first time I've done this. This is kind of some new territory for me where I don't have a, you know, I mean, they've been in the program and, you know, won at the JV and C team level, but then you throw them out in a varsity game for the first time and, with a brand new group. And we just said we're going to play hard. And at the end of the day, if we execute and play hard, we'll walk away and learn some things, but we came out firing on all cylinders, and I was really proud of our defensive effort. I know we hit some shots to start it, and that always helps, and we have some shooters on this team, but, you know, to hold them to 4 points in the first quarter and, you know, 28 overall in the game, I thought our defensive effort and intensity and rebounding, all the stuff that we really hammer home in practice and kind of our identity for a whole new group, I was really proud of that effort.
Yeah, I think that speaks volumes when you talk about the defensive effort. You know, watching that game last night, I just felt like JCN was having to work so incredibly hard just to get some kind of look. And whether it was open or not, it just seemed like you always had a hand up. You always had good rotation, whether you were in man-to-man or you switched it up from zone, you know, from time to time. But I think that was more impressive than the offensive output.
Yeah, and that's what we've hung our hat on at Perry for my 5 years here. And you know, if you followed us, you know, for the last 5 years, we won a lot of games 46-38 and 47-37 and, you know, holding teams to low points when you're not shooting well. And I think the difference in this team is this group can really shoot it. And not that teams in the past couldn't, but this is just a group of kids who, can spread the floor a little bit and aren't afraid to shoot it and shoot it with confidence. And there's going to be nights where we get hot and there's going to be nights where we're cold. And so those nights that we're cold, we got to be able to hold the defensive end. And I just really didn't know, you know, I've seen it in practice, but you know, it's just a difference when you go out into that varsity floor, and they proved that they're ready. And, it's a good thing because we got a big test on Friday.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment. But you mentioned just kind of the balance and Colby Krein, who had 10 points, Dayton Tucker with 10 points for you, Easton Graves. I thought he was very good, you know, at the point guard position. Had a couple flashy assists, some steals in the backcourt, and distributing well with 8 points. Rollin Welch thought gave you some good minutes. And then Houston Habiger, Caden Baker, two of your 5 starters, you know, contributing with 5 points apiece. So it was just balanced, you know, not an incredibly huge offensive output, but you had multiple guys getting involved.
Yeah, and I thought we shared the ball well and made the right play. And we always talk about turning a good shot to a great shot. And, you know, there were several times where a guy could have maybe pulled it and he just kind of hesitated for that half second, kicked it to the open guy. And that's just how basketball works. And it just turns into such a better shot in the flow of the game. And, you know, and when we did, you know, we went on stretches where we missed a ton of shots, and then you had kids like Dayton and Caden Baker flying around, and I haven't got the stats back, but I mean, I bet some money that Caden Baker had 8+ offensive rebounds. He was just everywhere last night, flying all over the place. And so just immense effort. And, you know, our bench was, like you said, pretty good. I thought Caleb Confer and Rollin Welch and Tommy Marcelino came in and gave us great minutes. And that first game, you're just trying to get your feet under you and just figure out who can play and how things look. And, you know, at the end of the day, I thought I was really, really impressed with our effort on the defensive and offensive end.
Yeah, no doubt. And you take that momentum into game 2 on Friday night. You're right back at home against Silver Lake. What a run they had last year. Third place finish at the state tournament. They got some elite players returning, you know, with Dane Johnson and crew. This is a very good team and a team that's going to be competing towards the top of the league this season. What's your take on Silver Lake, who you're going to see on Friday night?
Yeah, it just comes down to, they've been there before, and they returned several guys who've been there before. And, you know, when you have a kid like Dane Johnson, who's an all-state select kid, a junior coming back and went to the state tournament and took third. And, you know, I watched tons of film on them throughout the last couple years. And I mean, he would just take over games. And sometimes you could play the best defense in the world on him and it's really not going to matter. And he does a really good job getting to the line. And they graduated a really good group, that was around him. And so I think, you know, they're kind of in the same boat as us. As we thought we were going to return Ronnie Baker and put a new group around Ronnie. Obviously had the ACL injury, and I'll talk a little bit more about him before we end. But
yeah,
they're kind of doing that. They have Dane coming back, who's an All-State kid. And then they put four guys around him. And, you know, with no game yet, I don't have a ton of film on him. But just some information I have is they just got four shooters around Dane and got to be able to stop him. And then hope we get out to the shooters and rebound the ball.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ronnie Baker. I guess we'll close it out with Ronnie. I mean, you know, he was second-team All-League. He suffers that injury during the football season. You know, saw him last night on the sideline. You know, seems like he's going to be there with the team no matter what, just putting his word in and just being there for the guys out there.
Yeah, you know, it was just heartbreaking. You know, he went out and played football to help the school and enjoy his senior year of football and an unfortunate injury. And, you know, now you're out the year and there's no redshirting in high school. He's done. And he's been fantastic of showing up to practice. And, you know, I'm doing my best to really involve him in things, but I haven't really had to because he's there every day. And he's hopping in drills as a passer, and he's on the bench just like he was in the game. And, you know, he's going to kind of get lost in this mix, which is unfortunate because I think we would have had a lot of conversations about Ronnie Baker this year. He had some incredible moments his sophomore and junior year and some game-winning shots. And, like I said, two-time All-League kid. When you go back to his sophomore year, he was first-team All-Big Seven. And was due for a really, really big senior year and All-State honors, I'm sure. And we're going to miss the heck out of him on the floor this year, but we're really glad we have his leadership on the sideline.
Great stuff as always, Matt Simmons, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach. Big win against JCN on Tuesday night and a big one in the Big East as they open up league play Friday night at home against Silver Lake. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. We're excited to get going this season, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.